Happy Vishu, everyone. This time on Culture File, we're continuing our celebration of the Southwest Indian Festival of New Year, which falls this very day. This time we're off to Kilmainham in the Irish Museum of Modern Art, where I met with the artist Sheila Gowda and took a walk through her new retrospective at the museum. The show covers the Indian artist's work from the 1990s up to the present day and includes early work in which she extensively used cow dung, both as pats and as a pigment. And if you'd like to hear more about that, I'll give you details at the end of today's file. But in more recent times, Gowda's been delving into the Indian print media, and for the IMA exhibition, she shows several glass cases filled with fake newspaper spreads, featuring the strangest, most resonant parts of the Indian media in one easy-to-digest form. I asked Gowda to guide me through the pages. So we've stepped outside into the corridor now, and you have three glass cases against the wall, and inside them are framed these double spreads of a newspaper. And the newspaper is called the Chronic Chronicle, so I'm not sure that's a real newspaper.
No, it's made up. In fact, my husband and I, we do collect a lot of paper cuttings, whatever thing, especially my husband. I think that's a lot of... He's an artist too. And so we had over the years many paper cuttings, and I wanted to explore this idea of newspaper as an object that gives you information about the world, about what's happening. At the same time, it's a material that becomes redundant the next day, you know. It's a material like a paper that you use to wrap up something or use it
chips,
for something.
Chips, they say.
Chips or whatever. So what happens is I wanted to do that, but then I thought just picking up a newspaper was not for me really strong enough. So we decided to make the newspaper. So this newspaper is called Chronic Chronicle, and it's the 15 years anniversary issue. And so it's collection of news, very carefully selected and remade into a newspaper format, coming from different years, from different newspapers. On one hand, it looks casual, but at the same time, it is a very carefully put together collection of news, and which works with humor, which works with some very serious political issues.
When you look at the stories and begin to read the headlines, you immediately assume that the contrasts are so kind of ridiculous in some ways. You immediately assume it must be fictional, but these are all real stories. So, you know, in the top corner of a page, you have a story that's headlined, "A Hamlet with Houses Without Doors." Mm-hmm. And just below that, you have "India is on the threshold of great glory with a 300 million strong middle class." It seems like they can't come from the same world.
Why not? Why not? Because a Hamlet with Houses Without Doors is an existing village just north of Pera, city I come from, and their belief is that they have a belief in a certain goddess, and they also, the whole community believes that doors are not essential, and it's a tradition. And it exists, so that's reported. That's the kind of reportage we have in India. So, and then you can have something, Zahira to serve sentence in Mumbai prison, who was the key witness to the kind of when 2,000 Muslims were killed in Ahmedabad, and she was a key witness to her family being killed, but the justice in a way turned against her somehow because she kept flipping her testimony, so she ended up in prison and not the people who were the culprits. So there's a lot of these kind of contradictions, and you have this megalomaniac chief minister of a state in India which is a very poor state in India, who spends so much money making statues of herself all over the place. So there's you kind of, you know, there is humor, there is frustration, there is complete you can laugh about things, then you can have something unusual like that, and you can have somebody who just stole a little piece of something being dragged by the custodians of law, like the police, instead of being taken to the police station and let law take its own course, being dragged by the motorcycle. I mean, this is the way it is.
one I loved in particular, which I really will need you to explain to me. I'm looking for the one that says that deities could own property.
Yeah, this one.
Yes, this one here, yeah, a Hindu deity can own property, rules SC.
Mm. Yeah. SC is Supreme Court, and because in India there are a lot of there's a lot of money associated with certain pilgrimages, so the question is who is the custodian of all those riches? So this is one of the this came up in relation to incident that happened in my city, where this god this Sai Baba one day supposed to have opened one of his eyes. So millions, thousands went there looking, okay, the god has opened his eyes. But the story was that this man, who he had to be evicted from that house where he was, so he chose to open the eyes of one eye of this god, so that it became so popular that he wouldn't be thrown out, you know. So things like this, these issues then are taken out, analyzed, can the god have then owned the place that he was in, so he cannot be evicted? So it's like really quite funny. So it's about religion, it's about politics, about, you know, traditions, and or simple cartoon like this, where usually a lot of the ministers are being lampooned all the way because of they're considered to be really quite stupid. So here this particular cartoonist whom I know, he writes, so he's making a speech written by his speech writer, but even that he can't get right. So he's saying, "I solemnly pledge to spreads AIDS to all the thing," and then his secretary is thinking, "Damn, he missed out awareness again." Instead of saying AIDS awareness, he goes, "I promise to spread AIDS to all." So he's like, you know, it's just basically lampooning ministers. And so we have a really interesting, good media in India. It's always full of news and contradictions, and so there's a lot happening. But I think more needs to be reported.
It's a big country.
Yes. Yes.
Sheila Gowda there, and if you'd like to hear more about her work, you can find a more extensive version of this Culture File on soundcloud.com. Search for Culture File, or as usual at culturefilepod.tumblr.com. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at culturefilepod. You wouldn't forget that, would you?